Last night, Anchorage residents experienced extremely high winds, resulting in tree loss and structural damage to homes, but the distribution was erratic. Andy Dixon is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Anchorage. He says wind measurement equipment along Turnagain Arm and Glen Alps failed shortly after 6 p.m. last evening, but there were dramatic citizen accounts mixed in with the official record.
Have received unofficial reports as high as upwards of 130 miles an hour on the hillside, but I would stress that those are unofficial at this time. We are attempting to confirm those, but we have not yet. In terms of official observations, the highest we recorded was 88 miles an hour along McHugh Creek, and that was at 5:50 p.m. Similarly, 75 miles an hour near Potter Marsh.
Dixon says the highest gust in the city itself was 63 miles per hour recorded at the port shortly after 10 p.m. Dixon says there's been nearly half an inch of rain so far, but there are no flooding concerns. He says the high wind warnings were only issued for Anchorage, Turnagain Arm, and Portage Valley, but winds affected the entire Aleutian Chain and parts of southwest Alaska.
Widespread 40 to 50 mile an hour winds everywhere from the western Aleutians through the eastern Aleutians, southwest mainland, and much of south central, including Anchorage. But Anchorage, in terms of impacts and unusual winds, the winds that we experienced here last night in Anchorage were definitely the most notable and newsworthy.
Dixon says the path of the wind from the hillside down through the city was unusual. As of this evening, thousands of people in Anchorage are still without power. Anchorage Municipal Light and Power is working to restore service to their customers, but the company does not have the ability to track how many residents are affected or where the outages are. The Matanuski Electric Association says 3,000 of its customers don't have power. Chugach Electric reports about 5,000 customers are still without power in their service area, which is mostly on the hillside. All the power companies are asking customers to call and report their outage if it hasn't yet been taken care of, and they all say crews will work throughout the night to restore power.